into a Hall of Fame podcast.
Hey, I'm Jack.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
This is Jack and Jeff, they say.
And this is just Buds.
This is just Suck. Fuck.
Are you kidding me?
Welcome back, Suffucks.
This is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back.
That was smooth.
Welcome back, Buds. I'm Jack.
And I'm Jeff.
And this is Just Buds. Well, it only took us 5 years to get that right.
Yeah, hell of a 5 years. About time, right?
About damn time. What's up, Jeff? You just got back from San Francisco?
I did. I was out there for a little bit. Went out for Thanksgiving. Saw some family out there. Good time. I took a ferry across the bay. It was interesting. Got to see some of the prisons out there. San Quentin is actually surprisingly right on the water.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was interesting. The whole way out there, though, it was good. Saw some good movies on the plane. A little disappointed. Wasn't able to get my own Wi-Fi, so missed the football on Sunday, but...
It was a good game. I'm sad you missed the Viking-Packer game.
Wrong Sunday. Wrong Sunday. Whatever. We don't need to talk about that right now. But yeah, you know, it kind of got me thinking, you know, what is your favorite, like, sports movie?
Oh, you want to do a top five?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
All right.
I'd do that. You want to draft it?
Yeah, let's draft it. We'll go back and forth. Top five sports movies. This will be good.
Okay.
Who goes first?
I'm older.
You're older? Okay, so age before beauty, I guess. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to go probably with my number one is Miracle.
With Miracle? Okay. I mean, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good first pick. I mean, kind of a chalk pick. You're not really breaking any barriers with that. You're not surprising anyone.
It's safe. It's everyone.
It's a very safe pick. Okay, so Miracle, good one. I guess I'm going to have to fight that with another number one. This is one that is on everybody's list. I'm going to go with Remembering the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That one is that's probably the best football movie. That's just a good, solid first round pick.
Definitely a tearjerker too, you know.
Oh yeah,
good, definitely. Historic, you know, great movie overall.
All right,
so
up.
Now I'm back up. Oh man, you know, I think I'm gonna keep the football, and I'm gonna go We Are Marshall. I've been on this Matthew McConaughey trend here, reading the book. You know, We Are Marshall, another good historic, you know, tearjerker movie, football. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Weak second round. I don't know if it's a second round pick, but we'll see how the list shapes out. Ooh, second round. I'm going to have to take the classic Caddyshack, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
That's we talk about how bad sequels are. That's a shitty sequel, but the number one, the first, the original Caddyshack, that's a top movie on anybody's list. Yep. Excuse me. Not only sports movies, but just movies in general. Right. Caddyshack.
Yeah, I'm gonna. So now you just gave me that idea of golf now, and now I have to change up my list over here.
Oh.
So now, you know, you said Caddyshack. I got to go Happy Gilmore, right?
Like, Happy Gilmore. That's a good rebuttal.
It's a good pick, right?
Good rebuttal. What do you think? Do you like Happy Gilmore more than Caddyshack, or just the circumstance you had to take that?
I mean, you can't go wrong with Adam Sandler. Bill Murray's great. I'd probably take Happy Gilmore over Caddyshack. It's a little newer too, but
Your list might have just been invalidated by saying that Happy Gilmore is better than Caddyshack, but I'll move on. Third, I'm going to stick with kind of comedies. I'm going to take Slapshot. That's just a funny movie. That's going back to the classics. You know, what more can you say about Slapshot? You got everything you need in the movie. You got beer, you got women, you got hockey. I mean, that's like the whole eternity right there. Jeff is over there Googling, let's see what he's...
Sorry,
he realizes he just ran out of the ballpark.
No, you are following what I was doing here. Another comedy and hockey, surprisingly, but Goon.
Goon. I love that movie. Mean,
you can't. There's violence, sports, and, you know, good old fashioned comedy that's a little raunchy and I'm like, what can you do better, right?
Like, you can't do anything better than Goon. That's just a great... Goon is one of those movies where you could be coming home from the bar drunk, and you could throw it on every single night, and it'd just be, it'd be perfect. It fits the mood every time. All right, after Goon, I've done the two comedies, so my list right now is Remember the Titans, Caddyshack, and Slapshot. I'm going to have to go back to baseball. I'm going to go Field of Dreams.
Ooh,
I mean, that's just another just classic movie. I mean, great some movie. People might not yeah, like it, but they just don't understand baseball.
No, man, they just don't understand. If you don't like that movie,
you don't have a heart.
Yeah, you just don't get it.
I'm thinking you might be fucked. My list is coming down.
This is number what? This is my fifth pick.
This is your last pick. You gotta round it off here.
All right, so I'm gonna go back to football, and another Adam Sandler, The Longest Yard.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. You got
yep.
You got comedy. You got you got tear jerking. I mean,
I'm talking the Adam Sandler one, not the old one, but the newer one. I like that one better, but.
That's a great one. All right. To round out my list, to just solidify my win
over
Jeffrey.
To take your last place.
Just solidifying that Jack has the best movie mind on the podcast. I'm going with the movie that if it was left off the list, people would be upset. I'm talking the original John Wick. That movie is just a great... Now, you're looking at me weird, Jeff. You're looking at me really weird. No.
Did we forget what we were doing?
Before we get there, I have to ask you a question. Do they shoot in the Olympics?
They shoot rifles in the Olympics.
John Wick shoots rifles.
And they do it when there's snowboard, like they ski through like the mountains and shoot targets.
Are you telling me you don't think John Wick could pull that off?
No, there's no way.
John Wick is a shooting sports movie.
You've been cocky over there about your list. I think you just invalidated your list.
That
is not a sports movie.
No way. Yes, it is. They shoot in the Olympics. Shooting's a sport. I can't think anybody else does shooting better than John Wick. He's number one up there.
You had so many good movies that you could have went to, and you went to John Wick.
That's
granted, right. John Wick is a great movie, but this is a sports list.
Do you even remember your five movies?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I didn't write them down.
Me neither. I think, okay, so I remember the Titans, Slapshot, Caddyshack, Field of Dreams, and John Wick versus...
And I had Miracle, We Are Marshall, The Longest Yard... was my third one.
It was another golf one.
Oh, it was Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, my list is way better.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
We'll throw it on the socials. Just Buds, everywhere you have social, Facebook, Twitter. We'll put out some polls. You guys can definitely vote on Jack's list because my list is the best.
Not really.
I can't believe you don't think John Wick is a sports movie.
That is not a sports movie.
Hmm.
This is all a setup.
All right. Well, what else is new? So, San Francisco, tell us about the prison. You said there was really cool one was in the water. Did you see any of the people that were in prison?
No, but funny story though. We were coming back in. It was late at night. It was dark. And we're standing there looking at the prison. We're looking at just the little slit windows that they have on the side. And my dad, I'm standing next to my dad. He's like, you think any of them are looking out and they can see us? And then no communication at all. We just like looked at each other and then just immediately started waving at the building. So I have no idea if anybody saw us or not. But yeah, really interesting. Did some cool research on it.
Do you like taunting people that are in prison, Jeffrey?
I mean, when you put it that way, now I feel a little bad about it.
I think if they're there, they probably deserved it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, San Quentin's not the nicest of places.
Neither is California in general, though.
Oh, man, everything out there is super expensive, and yeah, it was not ideal for living conditions or expenses.
Let me ask you this. So you were out there, you had In-N-Out.
I did.
Do you think In-N-Out is overrated, rated just right, or underrated?
Well, what is it rated? I guess what am I comparing it to?
I mean, I feel like around here, In-N-Out is like put up on this pedestal.
Right.
Where it's
right.
like untouchable. Like it's like the best like burger place. But in my mind, so if I'm answering the question, I think it's very overrated. I would way rather have like I guess Five Guys is kind of comparable. I would have like that over it. I mean, you can't beat a Culver's Butter Burger, but right. That might just be the West or the Midwest in me. But
yeah,
I would say it's overrated.
I would categorize Culver's as like the Midwest In-N-Out.
Yeah, that's fair.
But in terms of In-N-Out, I would say because it's not in the Midwest and we can't, you know, we don't get to eat it every day or like we don't get to eat it as much. I think that's where it gets that hype. And it's a really good burger.
Oh, it is. I'm not saying it's
I mean,
not,
it is. But... It is delicious. Would I say it's, you know, the best ever in the world, you know, fast food? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But it is really, really good. And it definitely gets overhyped just because it's not around where we are.
I agree. Did you do animal style?
No, I'm not an animal style guy. Too messy for me, and I don't like eating fries with a fork.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I thought that was the only way to eat In-N-Out was animal style.
No, that's too messy for me.
Where do you draw the line for food? Like French fries, you have to be able to eat with your hands? Or like when does food become too messy?
Are you a chili dog guy?
That's pretty much what I'm asking.
Am I a chili dog? I love chili dogs. Okay. I mean, you know I'm a sandwich guy.
Oh, Jeffrey is the biggest sandwich guy I know.
Huge sandwich guy. I would say when it starts to get too messy is when you can't eat it without just it falling apart all over you.
Okay.
Like when you say fries without a, like you have to eat them with your hands. Like no, because you know what about a poutine? Like that's, you know, fries and cheese curds that you eat with a fork because it's covered in gravy.
Yep.
So,
but is poutine a side or is that a main?
Are you in Canada or in the United States?
In the United States.
I think it's more of a appetizer / can be a side in the United States. In Canada, I guarantee it's a full meal. Like they have their special recipes up there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Are tacos sandwiches?
Oh man, did you watch too much TV? Our taco sandwiches. Do you eat it? Do you turn your head to eat it, or do you turn the taco to eat it?
I turn my head to eat a taco. So you're saying it's a sandwich? You turn the sandwich?
I mean, like when you eat a sandwich, do you just put it right in straight up? Straight like how it would sit on a table. If you set a taco on a table, it tips over. But when you eat it, you hold it vertical, and then you turn your head, right?
Right.
So is that a
sandwich? But I've definitely had sandwiches that I've had to do that. So it's not like a rigid rule, but for the most part, okay.
See, I think what I'm saying is that I'm working myself into this answer that. It's not a sandwich.
That's what I'm hearing. Are burgers sandwiches? Because by that rule of straight in,
right,
that's a sandwich.
Well, I think sandwiches and burgers are their own classification. I mean, like if you're gonna go to a bar, like, and you get a burger, it's a burger, right? Like, I mean, that's grease, that's everything. It's not like, oh, just slice of ham, salami, whatever.
Yeah, it's its own thing. Interesting. You ever turned your head on a hot dog?
Maybe a chili dog to keep a.
Okay.
Maybe a chili dog to keep it. Keep the contents in.
Okay, so sandwiches go straight in. Tacos, you turn your head. Are hot dogs a taco?
Wait, Now I think you're just making up shit.
No.
Now I think you're just making stuff up.
Not at all. All right.
I'm so sorry.
I'm Jack.
I'm Jeff.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back,
it's
Buds.
It's a good thing that you played I'm So Sorry.
Yeah. I had that idea maybe 5 minutes in. I'm like, when they start drowning, I'm going to apologize for it.
It's a great way to do it. I was waiting to be announced as guests.
Yeah,
I
thought sure there was going to be a solid transition. We've got a couple of guests here. Welcome, Roble and Carter.
Yeah, I was like, am I going to be Roble? Are you going to be Carter? How are we going to flip this around?
Damn.
But they just completely were like, there's two other people in this room that we just don't care about.
They said, this is our podcast now. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's tough being podcasters, huh?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Also, I have so many comments about what you were talking about.
Yeah.
So let's start it off. When did you go to San Francisco and why?
Thanksgiving. I went to just see my family out there.
Carter went to San Francisco. Thomas, I don't know why I call you Thomas now.
His name isn't Thomas.
Roble is also here. He did not go to San Francisco. Go ahead.
He did not.
Sorry. I just wanted to make sure people knew who was talking.
Carter, you also said plane movies. What movies did you watch on the plane?
So that's actually kind of how it was funny. The first two movies that were drafted were the two movies that I watched. It was Remember the Titans on the way there and Miracle on the way back. So
those are pretty good movies to watch on the plane.
Both overrated.
Miracle, I'd say not overrated. Remember the Titans, I've seen it.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. Not overrated, overplayed.
Speaking of which, I thought you were going to pick
Hoosiers. Yeah, I'd say overplayed.
Overplayed.
Hoosiers?
Yeah, I thought you were going to go with Hoosiers.
I've never really watched that one.
I've never heard of
it. It's a basketball
one. It's like a basketball one from Indiana.
Yeah,
okay.
I've also never heard of it. I was
Coach Carter.
I
like that one.
I'm really glad Field of Dreams is on the list.
If you build it, nerds will come.
From the movie.
Yeah, I'm aware of the movie. I'm aware of it.
So I'm glad that was on there, but I didn't hear from the baseball guy, the rookie, or Bull Durham, and the hockey guy, Mighty Ducks, and then Roble, if John Wick counts as a sports movie, Forrest Gump, man played for Alabama.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
that would have been a better pick.
You know, honestly,
that's more of a historical film.
I'm happy with my list. I think Carter's list could have used what'd you fucking say?
Happy Gilmore.
What about that Jimmy Fallon movie? That was the first one that came to my mind. Fever Pitch.
See, I love Fever Pitch. It is a very nostalgic movie for me.
That's because you're a Red Sox fan.
But I don't think it's that good of a movie.
Oh, it's not. But as soon as whoever said Field of Dreams was like, Fever Pitch.
It's just a fun one. That's what it is. But I wouldn't rank it with like top sports movies ever.
It's definitely not even like really a sports movie. It's a rom-com set around sports.
You realize John Wick was picked, right?
Yeah, that's a sports movie.
I do not understand where you are hung up on shooting sports movie.
I feel like you threw that one out there as like a dumb argument that Jack would be like,
he was
Jack. Yeah, just like John Wick because they shoot. And then now I'm going to, try to stand by it. This dumb argument
Speaking
that I just came
of
up with.
Dumb arguments, tacos for sandwiches, guys. With your logic, turning your head rather than the sandwich, a hot dog, sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking of the whole time. Yeah. I was like,
Also, I'm pretty sure I turned both. Like, we meet like at a cross section.
If it's like, and it depends on the sandwich. You're going like meatball sub. You're not going straight at that fucker. You're coming
that's,
in.
That's very true.
You're sneaking up on that thing.
Meatball sub is a different breed.
You know who probably makes a bomber meatball sub?
Mr. Elmar.
Oh,
I bet he does.
Yeah. That was all I just wanted to say. Thanks, Mr. Elmar.
Thanks, Mr. Elmar. Check out Mr. Elmar.
It just seemed
New York
too easy
pizza.
To throw that in there. Right
Way
there.
Too easy. Elmar's New York Pizza, Plymouth, Minnesota. Best pizza I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Oh, that's a competitor.
What are you doing?
Is it really, though?
they're not even close.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of special guests here. And as we do with guests, we do have a game to play today. Do we want to get into that now? Or should we wait a little bit and let it marinate?
Well, we can.
Do we have other? I guess you and I, we have things to address. We 15, 20 minutes ago, we heard a new intro for Just Buds.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Are you asking me or
I'm asking the people?
Oh, yeah, people.
Am I the people? Is Robo?
Yeah, I guess today you're the voice of the people.
I liked it.
All right.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, Robo didn't like it.
What? Not really.
Yeah, that was. What was the hesitation there? Yeah.
It was definitely a hesitation.
I thought you were going to say more than, yeah, it was good.
I wanted to give you time to talk, too.
Aww.
You just didn't have anything to say.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you guys liked it.
I like it.
I enjoy it.
I really liked it.
Yeah, it's a really good new intro.
The power down and power back in sounds way better with headphones on.
Absolutely.
So anyone listening without headphones or not like in a car or something, put headphones on.
Yeah, you can feel, you hear the entirety of it. Where when we were just listening through the computer when we were making it, it fell flat. Like it sounded like there's no sound at one point.
But it was very bassy. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I agreed.
What else do we have to address?
We're back. Season 5. We're here. November was our 5th year of being Just Buds. Last year was a big year for us. We became an LLC. We got our first sponsor. New studio.
Hopefully we're only going up from here.
Yeah. Last year was a big year. I hope this year at least stays parallel, if not goes up a little more.
If we could take it up even 1%, got to get 1% better.
Absolutely. I would like to address something that you and I talked about a little bit ago.
Was this today?
Or no, like this was
on another a week
ago or 2 weeks off season.
Okay.
I want to just put it out there to the buds. Know your dictionary card game.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Know your dictionary card game. They've got Cards Against Humanity. Yep. They've got Apples to Apples. They've got
Initials.
All these card games where you guess words and meanings and this. And we kind of have our own game.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
I think that is awesome.
In my head, the rules are the card is pulled and it says the word and then the description. And as the puller, you can decide whether or not you're going to read the description or the word. And then just like apples to apples, you get to determine whether or not you go off the closest or the funniest or like, you know, you get to kind of just be the judge on your own terms with your own friends. Like it's all going to determine who you're playing with.
Right.
So is this going to be, you're viewing it like an apples to apples where everybody has like definition cards to hand in? Or is this going to be like one of those games where
So in my head, I'm picturing one pile of cards and you just draw a card and then you read, jalapeno, pepper anal.
Yep.
Pepper anal or the definition of pepper anal.
So is this going to be more of a guessing game than a matching game?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes
sense. Yeah.
So kind of like charades, but you're just reading a definition.
It's like a mental charades.
Okay.
I like that. I think that could be really, really successful. Like the initials game is a local like radio station does it, and they're like getting like the second and third sets out already, and people love that. I think this one could definitely do the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
We need a marketing team. We need a development team. We got to get this rolling.
Quite honestly, we don't even need that. We need you and I's brains, and then I can easily make a box logo. We just need a printer. That's what we need.
Hmm. Anybody got a printer?
That can print like cardstock.
You guys are just going to really put this idea out there? This is a really good idea, and you're just going to broadcast.
Well, now it's like vocally, it's our idea.
I think this counts as it
being our invention.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Yep.
This is the
reassurance I needed, because I said this to Martin Justice Joey Richardson, and he was like, give me a slack, and like, that's not a good idea. Everybody's going to like have different ways to play. I'm like, yeah, that's like apples to apples, which is the biggest ripped off game there is.
How many different versions in this house are there?
Exactly.
At least 7.
Yeah.
And we don't even have apples to apples. Yeah, exactly. We just have all the ripoff games.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I think it's a $1 million idea.
Yep.
Agreed.
Thank you.
This could be where Just Buds takes off.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's do it.
Okay.
That should be our goal. By the end of season 5, we got to have this done.
To the moon.
Agreed. I actually think it'd be pretty easy to get done. I think it's just the money portion. That's the tough part, too.
Yeah, we need money.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any capital?
We're talking to you, listeners. He's not talking to Jeffrey and I.
Anybody got like a Twin Cities like Shark Tank that they can go pitch this to and get like a little investor, a little somebody with a printer?
I feel like you're really leaning on the printer. We have a printer, not the right kind of a printer.
Yeah. We just need the cardstock to print it on.
Okay, yeah. They have a printer. They just need paper. Anybody got paper?
Okay, that's what I wanted to throw out there. I think that's a $1 million idea. I wanted to get the Bud's opinions on it. We got Carter and Roble that are on board. They've already said that they'll put $150 in towards it.
I didn't hear any disagreement. That means yes, let's keep going.
Yep.
Anyone else?
They had their opportunity to jump in.
I will contribute $150 if we get like a special version, like a version one, like investor edition.
We'll give you the first print.
No, that's usually the worst one. We want like if they're all gonna be like white boxes, we want like a black box.
Versions of the game, like episode versions. Can we be a version of the game?
Oh. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I don't know what that means, but yeah, sure. Go for it. You can be the Carter version.
We'll brainstorm.
We'll talk details off air.
Yeah. I'll have your people call my people.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about Christmas episode or no?
No,
because we haven't really moved forward
yet. Let's just leave it until we have like more solid plans and what's happening and have it happen.
Which, by the way, you have my portion of the script to branch off right.
Is it on the email?
I think I emailed it straight to you, so...
Which email did you use?
Okay, maybe it's in the drive. It's on your computer somewhere.
Okay, I'll find it.
Yeah. Okay. So
it's in the cloud.
It's in the hands.
Ether.
I think that's all I have. All
right. Well, I don't have any topics. I don't think anything special has happened to me recently. So there's not much.
I have no topics either.
But we do have a game.
I have a quick story.
It's your podcast, so we're just living.
Yeah, you're right. This is my podcast now.
Wait, before you get into the story, how confused do you think listeners were? Like, right when you guys started speaking, they're like, "Am I listening to the right podcast?" And they double check, and it is. And then 10 minutes in, am I? Is this really the right podcast? Double check. I bet that was kind of confusing.
Huh, they must have just changed mics. Just they sound different.
Just out of curiosity, though, do you guys think we did a good job? Like, if that was a podcast, was that?
I think up until 8 to 10 minutes was great, and then the 8 to 15, like the last five, was falling off a bit.
Yeah. There was a portion where I was like, how did we get to fast food? And that right there is a good sign of a good segue.
Mm-hmm. But nice. Yeah, that's...
Hey, good job, Roland.
And we only gave you like a day to... prepare. So
yeah, I found out this morning. Yeah.
You had 6 hours.
Yeah.
That's very good for 6 hours.
That's not true. I told him last night.
Yeah,
You
told me bring topics to discuss.
Bada bing.
And you said he was not 6 foot tall.
Yeah, well, he said I was not
he's
six
not.
Foot tall.
He's not. I'm 6'1". He's half an inch shorter than me, so he's not 6'1". Oh, 6 foot. Sorry. Sorry.
You just helped him. So,
welcome to the 6 foot club, Carter.
Damn it.
Look, we all can't be 7 feet, Roble.
Anyway.
All of us can't even be six. All right. So this game we have doesn't have a name. Do you have a name?
The Newly Buds.
All right. The Newly Buds.
Was that off the top?
It was.
Because that was good.
That's really good for off the top.
Thank you.
Kind of a ripoff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apples to apples got ripped off, so we can rip off that other game that no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
The Newly Buds. I asked Carter and Roble each 5 questions about themselves, and their goal is to give the correct answer about each other. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
It should.
Yeah, it should.
It's not complicated.
But there's a caveat.
Oh, no.
Always a caveat. For every question that one gets wrong about the other. So the caveat, for every question that is incorrectly answered, the incorrect answerer must take a shot of Revelstoke peanut butter flavored whiskey.
We're not doing the tequila that's in the middle of the table?
No, I guess that got X-nayed.
No, Rebel's a pussy.
Carter won't do it either.
We could do, if you get more than 3 wrong, you got to go to tequila.
I agree. I'll do tequila shots, but I'm not he's not doing the peanut butter whiskey, and I'm doing tequila. That's bullshit.
We could like flip it every other.
Okay.
Do peanut butter whiskey, then some Jose Cuervo.
We'll see how we're doing.
The ultimate loser has to do 1 tequila shot.
Ooh.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Okay.
All right. So there's the rules, folks.
So how do we decide who goes first now? Does it matter?
Well, I liked the fact that Roble was Jack, so Roble goes first.
That does come first alphabetically, so it's only
Wouldn't
fair.
Wouldn't that be like, wow, I like that you were me. You get to go last.
Why do you want to go last?
Wait, what?
Huh?
Maybe. The home team always goes last.
Yeah, no, but Jack wanted... always says his name first.
Yeah.
Oh.
So okay. It just seems right
too much
that...
about this.
Okay, fine.
I don't get what a home field advantage would do either. We're just answering questions.
Good point.
All right.
I hope you don't keep that up. I hope you suck.
I purposely did not ask you two the same questions because I didn't want any brainstorming going on, thinking like, ooh, what's the answer for this other person's question?
Oh, you think we cheat?
Thomas was asking me his questions.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
So, question number one about Carter. What is Carter's biggest fear?
Oh, God. Carter's biggest fear is failure.
Ding, ding, ding. I wish we had that sound effect, because that's correct.
Wow, you are
Let's
you're
go!
Really good.
Let's go!
That's actually, wow.
Trying to figure out which newly bud knows the newly bud better.
Wow.
So far, Roble in the lead, 1-0.
I forgot all of the answers, so I'm just here as a listener just going, what? I didn't do it right.
Jack, do you know my biggest fear?
Going bald.
Very close. That's my second biggest fear.
Oh, spiders.
That's not it. I'm not that afraid of spiders. No, I just don't want to die.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
That makes sense, because when you die, you will also go bald. So, like, it's all wrapped up in one.
No, that's
true.
Not true.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, Robles seen dead people, so he'd...
Well, like, you're not going to immediately lose...
No,
I'm bald now.
You lose your hair, like, the same time you, like, lose your skin. Like, it's not like a...
Oh, gross.
Okay, bleep that out.
Moving
Stop
on.
It.
So I'm going to go bald.
I don't like that Robles has reach of the buttons.
I like the buttons.
You need, like, a folder, like, to take a spelling test in elementary school.
They're colorful, too.
All right, Carter.
Oh, man.
Question number one about
Robles. You
should try
that. That's good.
What has been Robles' greatest accomplishment?
Do we?
No,
we'll save it for later. Never mind.
Becoming a garbage man.
That is incorrect. Robles answered the question, starting 3 years of college football. IDK, stupid question.
Liar.
Yeah, the police officer one makes way more sense. But
that's what I thought the answer was going to be, but I'm going to pour a shot of this peanut butter whiskey for Carter anyway.
Did you pick harder answers to, you know,
no, he
knew I'd get them wrong? Or?
No, I didn't.
I
think
thought
he was
about,
being honest.
I thought about doing that. I did it. I did it.
Just
I
playing
thought
the
about
game.
It.
Now, Carter, because you're taking the first shot, do you want the Superman shot glass or the Arizona State shot glass?
Or the tequila?
Superman.
Superman it is.
Jeffrey, you and I, you're not doing shots. Never mind. Man, I was going to say,
I'm
you and I should have separately chosen.
You should have bet.
Somebody who's going to win, and then we'd take a shot at the tequila with the loser.
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, but you're not shooting.
Time.
Very nice.
Up. There's one.
Very nice.
One.
That was
a very nice shot.
I think it's good whiskey.
It actually smells like peanut butter.
Yeah, it's really good.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
All right.
That was really good form on the shot.
It was.
I'll give him that.
So far, you're well on your way to taking a tequila shot at the end of this game.
Yep.
Best of luck to both of you. Question number two about Carter.
How many games do you have? Just this one?
Just this one.
Okay, and then I have mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to be drunk if we keep going.
Question number two about Carter. How tall is Carter?
Is this what Carter answers or what he actually is?
This is what Carter answers.
I don't like that we gave away all
Carter
of his
says.
I didn't know. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Carter says that he's 6 foot.
Yeah, we need these sound effects. Do
so
we have
he
these
says
sound effects?
He's 6'1"? Because that's a fucking lie.
Is 6'1".
Jack just said he's 6'1", and Carter's shorter than him. Carter's not
true.
Fucking 6'1".
Yeah, but it was like a half inch, and I thought Jack was like 6'3", so.
You want to see my license?
I am 6'3".
Oh, we all know our licenses are not the truth.
My license is the truth.
My license says I'm 6'1" and 185, I think.
Now, did you get that one wrong?
Okay, that is
purpose?
Not the truth.
I thought we said that one earlier. Did you get that one wrong on purpose to just take a shot, or?
I should have said, I was going to do that, I would have said 5'11", because that's what your actual height
6'1",
is.
6'1", 225.
Oh, really?
5'8", 180. Haven't changed.
Are we pulling our wallets out?
You are.
Well, we know what yours says.
6'1", 125.
Carter's is like 6'4", 205.
I feel like we missed a question in there for you and I. Did we?
Yeah.
We,
how tall is Jeffrey?
Yeah. Wait, no. Oh, okay, no, no, no. Yeah. You answered the first one about me, so I'll answer that one about you.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're 6'2". I think you're lying about the 6'1" thing. You're 6'2".
I haven't been measured since senior year of high school. So,
you know, we can make that. We can change that. We can measure you.
Wait, who's got the greater accomplishment? Or what are your accomplishments? You didn't answer
that. Was another question, too.
Oh, now we're, like, measuring accomplishments. It's different than what the question was.
Whatever.
No.
I couldn't remember the question.
The question was, what's yours? Did Carter think your greatest accomplishment was?
Well, actually, the question was what Roble thinks his greatest accomplishment is.
Okay, fair, but he had to guess
what you thought it was. Jack's greatest accomplishment is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
I think Jack's greatest accomplishment is moving to California, because that takes a lot of guts to go out there alone.
It does. Especially when everybody here hates it.
what a shitty place to be.
Sorry, Jack.
Quite honestly, I think my biggest accomplishment is 5 years of podcasting and the fact that it's now a business. It's not just a thing.
That is a pretty big accomplishment. I didn't even think about that.
Awesome.
I guess if we wouldn't have continued this, I would have maybe... but if I would have done something in California, not 3 months later coming back.
True.
Yeah, I think if I would have stayed there longer and... not even like achieved a writing job or a PA job or anything, just staying there, I think that I would have thought of that being an accomplishment. But I don't see it as an accomplishment. I see it more, not a failure, but like closer to a failure because I had to come back.
So, how bummed would you be if you lived there right now, though, and just couldn't do anything because California sucks and COVID?
Well, they do stuff. You just have to prove that you're vaccinated.
Are you vaccinated?
I am.
Can you prove it?
I can.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so
that is true. Are you six foot? My card to get
I'm over 6 foot.
Can you prove it?
Bring your card.
Yeah, I can.
I had a picture of it on my phone. Then I had to show my ID with it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Jack. What's Jeffrey's greatest accomplishment in his eyes?
If I accomplish anything?
See, that's where I'm like. my first thought, because I thought I was going to answer about you immediately. I didn't think you were going to come to me. My first thought is your master's or getting a job straight out of college.
Or married, or being a cat dad, or
he had been dating Kristen for 18 years beforehand. So like, I don't feel like the putting the ring on the finger was
dog years because she's a bitch. Whoa! She's heard that joke. It's okay.
I accidentally pushed the outro, but it works. yeah. So I feel like that putting the ring on the finger wasn't that much of a change in your life, except for now you're in a house and you're like legally bound. But like, so I feel like the master's in getting straight into a career,
that's a pretty good accomplishment.
Or still having your hair, it's one of the two.
I am very happy that I still have hair. Although, can you see like there's a little tiny patch up there right in the middle? It's starting to go.
You just pointed at your forehead, Jeffrey.
There's no hair on my forehead, and I want more. Moving on, whose question's next? Who's next? Yeah, question about Roble. What color are Roble's eyes?
They're brown. What? I looked at him earlier.
Roble has hazel eyes. Would you like to remove your hat so the light can see them?
Those are fucking brown.
They're hazel. It says it on my ID, remember?
Those are definitely hazel.
What is, for a colorblind folk, what is the difference between hazel and brown?
Hazel is... like
it's lighter. It's a lighter brown.
It's like green. I got like some green. Yeah, there's a little
It's like gray green, yeah.
Gray green. Okay.
It's a light.
It's brown. A nice color.
It is a nice color.
So who gets the shot?
I get a shot.
Because technically it is still brown, right?
No, it's not.
I don't think hazel is on the brown spectrum.
If on my ID it says hazel, it's different than brown.
Okay.
It actually says HZL. So who's to say?
You're lucky you're lucky it's cloudy out today when I looked at you, I guess.
Carter's 0-2.
I suck at this game.
Carter's going to be fucking... we're going to have to peel him off the couch.
Jack, I asked them when you went to the bathroom before we started if they wanted to do a cap out on how many shots they take, and they both said that they're not bitches, so there's no cap out.
Okay.
Here's the problem.
Can I just...
the whiskey is getting low. We're going to have to switch to tequila.
The score is 1-0. Roble is winning. Third question about Carter.
Where's Carter winning? Because he's getting the most free alcohol.
That is true. He's getting the most free alcohol.
Winner, winner.
He'll be giving it back later, don't worry.
Roble, what is Carter's favorite breakfast food? I'm just going to pour the
shot. I think he'll get this right. Like, really? I honestly think he'll get this right.
So I shouldn't pour the shot yet.
I'm going to say... Well, there's a couple good answers here.
I think he's going to get it right.
I have a very specific one for you, Jeffrey, and I don't think you're going to get it.
You don't think I'm going to get yours?
Mm-mm. I'm going to say...
This is specific.
Uncle Ben's biscuits and gravy.
I'm going to say it's time for Roble to take another shot.
Damn it.
That's a really good choice, though.
The answer that Carter chose was...
If it's steak and eggs, we piss.
Taco Bell.
Ah, what the fuck?
God damn it.
Really?
It makes complete sense. Yeah.
I've never had it.
It is so good.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah,
better than McDonald's?
Yes.
Apparently.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's really good.
Yeah.
What do you get at Taco Bell for breakfast?
I don't remember what it's called.
A chalupa, bean burrito.
There's only like four things.
It's like this like hexagon-shaped burrito.
It's a breakfast country.
Yeah.
The hexarito.
It's got a hash brown, eggs, salsa.
Okay, that does sound really good.
Yeah, bacon. You can get bacon, sausage, whatever meat you want.
I might have to go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's so good.
I would recommend it. It's really good. Yeah.
Well, there's a chance that we're all getting hammered and saying here, so let's all go to Taco Bell tomorrow.
I'll drive. Let's do it.
There's a chance Carter and I are two shots in.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving doesn't start for 3.5 hours.
Turkey is 1 degree from being done, though.
Damn.
Did someone need to take a shot? Did we leave off on a shot, or did we leave
off? We finished on a shot.
Okay. Take a shot. So, Roble has answered 3 questions, 2 incorrectly, and Carter has answered 2 questions, also 2 incorrectly.
You have to ask me the same question, but I think it's eye color, and I forgot my beer somewhere. So, I'll be back.
All right. Jack's eyes are blue, and I know that.
Gray blue.
I'm just going to go with blue.
He said gray blue.
Does it say gray blue on your license?
That's not a thing.
Yeah,
he's not here to defend himself, so it does not.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Jack couldn't even defend himself well if he was here.
Well, all he'd have to do is pull out his license.
I'm getting in trouble. You're welcome.
Nice.
How'd you do that?
Attaboy.
She goes, are they recording? I'm like, go ahead. And she's like, no,
that's
fine. So you're welcome.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Just Buds podcast coming out again.
Did it seem like I was in trouble?
She just went, Jeffrey!
Oh. She probably wanted me to grab the table from downstairs. That's okay.
We'll do Jeffrey? That later.
What?
We'll do that later.
Oh, yeah. We'll get it.
Yeah.
Jeffrey's eyes are black.
You were looking at him.
They're not black.
I think black. Even from this distance, I can't tell. I'm going to go with brown.
Oh,
they are
good
brown.
Guess.
Yeah, they are.
Those are the most brown eyes.
I'm fucking colorblind. And in dim lighting. And
there are hints of green in them, but only sometimes.
She goes, I'm going to guess... Brown. They're like the most brown eyes ever.
Just out of curiosity, do you know what color my eyes are?
Yeah, blue.
All right. Well, okay.
Glad everyone knows.
Yeah.
Jack, is your favorite breakfast food waffles with Captain Crunch and cinnamon on top?
No, that is very specific, though.
I thought it was going to be specific.
Captain Crunch?
And cinnamon.
Do you like mix in the batter?
No, I said no.
Yeah, but I'm just asking in general.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the guy who came up with this.
If I was going to make Captain Crunch waffles, I'd probably mix them in the batter.
Interesting.
Do you want my answer? It's an egg sandwich with venison summer sausage on it.
That sounds really good.
I would have never guessed that, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah. It is specific.
Yeah.
Got to get the meat right.
Yep. That's all I have. You have more questions.
I do have more questions.
Yeah.
Are you ready for more questions?
Yeah, so don't look at me like that.
All right. Carter, question for Roble.
Oh, boy.
The third question. What is Roble's most embarrassing public moment to date?
Wow. Most embarrassing public moment.
This is a layup.
To date.
It is a layup.
This is a layup?
Yeah,
you got this. You're welcome, by the way.
I can't think of anything right now.
We're going to need an answer, Carter.
It's not tearing your ACL, is it?
That is correct.
Oh.
Why is that embarrassing?
Why? Because Roble's answer was something I did drunk. I have no idea. Carter probably has a better answer for me.
That's
so
right.
Any answer that Carter spits out is
you're
correct.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah, okay, fair, all right.
I mean, I don't have it. Do you have anything that I did really embarrassing?
No, but like, come on with something.
If there's nothing on the top of either of your two's heads, clearly I haven't done anything that's like super like embarrassing.
I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe being
you
a
drank
church
that
boy
cup
for
last year,
18 years,
but then that was impressive, and
a
then you puked.
Church boy,
an altar kid.
Hmm.
Jack seems embarrassed for you.
There's some tension in the room now.
Jack was there too.
Hey, I did the extracurricular activities. Never on stage.
I don't want to hear about extracurriculars of church boys. That doesn't sound quite right.
Yeah, do you have a embarrassing story for me? Or like what you think mine is?
I don't know.
I feel like I own up to a lot of things. I don't get very embarrassed about it.
You just kind of like, that happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've fallen on the dance floor or something, milking the cow or jerking the cow. Mm.
That's good. That has happened several times.
Falling is kind of embarrassing no matter what.
Yeah. I think, okay, if we're going off of that, I thought of one as you were saying it. If we're going off of that, my most embarrassing jerking the cow situation was freshman year homecoming. The floor somehow got wet.
In high school?
In high school, yeah.
Somehow.
Well, yeah, they were probably watching me jerk, and they're like, fuck, wow.
Let's go with that.
And so I was doing it, and I slipped, fell, went straight on my back.
That's the worst.
But I wasn't near very many people. I think it was mostly the freshman year thing, and like I was doing a cool dance move. People were like, okay, and then I fell, and they're like,
and everyone turned around.
The thing that I thought of was probably the elementary school talent show when we went in front of the entire school.
But you won.
We lost that one. We won the class one. The school-wide one, we lost, and we didn't know anything we were doing. We were just jumping around, not... The first one was kind of cool. The second one was definitely not. And I think that was probably the most embarrassing thing.
I never heard the end of that story. I liked it better when the story ended after you won the class talent show.
Yeah, no. We won that one to move on to the school one. And that one we lost.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. Well, I'm going to forget that part of the story. You won the talent show.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Roble. What is Carter's favorite animal?
Favorite animal? Jesus Christ. Favorite animal. Carter's favorite animal is Mocha.
I'm going to give it to you. He said dog.
Let's go. Let's go.
Nice.
Thank you.
I feel like his questions are easier.
I gave you a layup. You could literally could not be wrong.
You gave me one. That's fair. The dog. That's an easy one.
Yep.
Jeffrey, your favorite animal is...
It's not the cats. I'll give you that.
No, I knew that.
Yeah.
He's stated that before.
My first thought was koala, but then I'm like, no, that's probably something Kristen brings around all the time. Yeah. Then my next thought was panda. I'm like, nah, Jeffrey's not a panda guy.
You're pretty damn close, though.
Am I? Ooh, okay. Ooh. So then when you said that, I thought grizzly bear, but now I'm thinking polar bear.
That's correct. My favorite animal is polar bears.
Oh, yeah.
Those fuckers are scary.
They are gigantic, yes. They are cute, and they are the only bears that actively hunt humans.
Cute?
That's awesome.
How do you say cute in that same statement, the next statement?
Because
they're cute and they hunt humans.
Robo, I once saw a polar bear at the zoo being fed cheese sticks, and it was fantastic. The zookeeper was just taking out a bunch of cheese sticks, handing a cheese stick over, and the polar bear going, nom, 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 nom. It was great.
Also, they're big fans of Coca-Cola.
Yep, that too.
Oh, that makes sense.
I picture in a polar bear's cave, a human mounted on the wall like, ah.
Is it going, ah, or is it going, ah?
Or is it like definitely running? Ah.
Yeah.
All right, no shot for that one. You guys are getting better.
I'll do a shot for that one.
Peanut butter whiskey?
What do you mean?
Jack prefers tequila.
Right? Yeah, no, Jack prefers tequila.
Peanut butter whiskey.
Who's,
It doesn't matter to me. As long as they don't care.
I just answered, so it's on the card. Yeah, I don't care.
Although, are we going to run out of whiskey? Maybe I shouldn't.
We are.
Yeah, I think you should. Okay. I have more whiskey, just not peanut butter whiskey.
I also brought.
We saw Bert Kreischer.
Yes, we did.
Oh, sorry. I got to get up for work.
Wake up.
I honestly am not a huge fan of Bert Kreischer's comedy.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I've made that clear. But him live was hysterical.
Who'd you make that clear to? Because that wasn't clear to me.
I made it clear to Kristen. That's it. I'm always down to go to a comedy show.
Jack was pissed.
I think he's way better live than he is recorded.
You just hurt his feelings so bad right there.
Like, I've heard the Russian Mafia story
yeah.
a ton of times, but it was way funnier in person.
Yeah, but when you see Leonard Skinner, they're going to play Freebird.
Yeah.
Leonard Skinner is Freebird, right? Okay, everybody went silent. So I was like, somebody reassure me.
Jack, Twisted Sister, come on.
I mean, I prefer other renditions, but...
All right. Carter.
Yes.
What is Roble's favorite musical artist? Or should I say who?
Whom?
Or should I say whom?
Whom they...
Hmm. I'm going back and forth between two people.
Say them both.
But I am going to go with Drake.
Who's the second one you're going to say?
Morgan Wallen.
You are correct on both accounts. Roble answered Drake or Morgan Wallen. Wow.
That was fantastic.
This guy knows you.
That was textbook.
This is going really well. Jack, do you want to take another shot because you got it right?
No, I don't. Yeah,
too right.
I think if we get it right, somebody...
That's like bonus points.
Yeah, wait, you're I like, was Jeff, so...
So I think Jack's got to take another one.
No. Jack doesn't think so.
Nobody asked Jack.
Jack's confused.
It's 3v1.
Yeah.
This is Carter's final question. Roble, Carter's final question.
You won't get this, I promise you.
How many people has Carter slept with? Question courtesy of my wonderful wife.
Full sex, not just, you know, fooling around.
Yeah, I had to ask for clarification.
Well, that would have been a big number then.
The fooling around number?
Yeah, Carter's the slut.
The finger blast number?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's got blue eyes. It's not fair.
True.
Wait, I have blue eyes.
That's why I was laughing.
Yeah, but blue eyes and under 6 foot, it's just like a different animal.
But don't women like over 6 feet?
Except for blue eyes.
I don't know. Y'all are over 6 feet, and I'm married, so.
Yeah.
Whoa, I think
Robo's stalling. He's trying to count in his head.
I don't know. It did take Carter a while to answer the question.
Yeah, remember when you kept looking at me going, what are you doing? I'm like staring off into space. I'm like, Carter's trying to figure this out.
Remembering. I don't fucking know. I mean, this is a fucking ridiculous question.
I told you, you're not getting this one right.
Does Carter even know how many?
I made a list in the car when we were driving here.
Is it long?
It was the whole ride over.
I don't know. Well, what is he willing to admit on a nationwide podcast?
This is actually international.
What is he willing to admit on an international podcast? I'm going to say...
Before you say it, should we give him leeway, like, plus or minus 1.5?
No, he still has to take a shot, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, that's all I give. As long as he takes a shot. That's
I mean,
plus or minus one or two, but you still have a drink.
This question is way harder than my last question. I'm going to say...
If you're not comfortable with it, by the way, I can...
I'm going to say 15.
I'm good.
No, I'll just say 15.
Whatever.
That is a good guess, but it is incorrect. The number is 11.5 exact words. I was drunk and can't remember if the deal was finished, but woke up next to her. That is the reasoning for the half.
I was going to say, holy shit, 15, that's a lot. But then I was like worried about what the number was actually going to be. So 15, holy shit, that's a lot.
Are you not more concerned about the half?
Nah, I understand it.
She was a paraplegic.
I'm fine with the 11. It's the half that I'm curious about.
There you go, happens. Carter. That's just because you're a slut.
That's all right. I'll take that one. That's fine.
Peanut butter whiskey's
gone. Wait, what are you taking that for?
For the half.
Because he's a slut?
Oh.
For the half.
Did you not just hear me?
Go ahead.
Robo, you got a full one, though.
Now that you took it, you know I have another question, right?
What's the half? Funny story, you know her.
The half?
You know the half.
Okay.
Elmo?
No.
Holly?
Okay, that's the only girl I know from.
No. Holly?
Nope.
I think I said that.
Do I also know her?
Holly's engaged now.
And she listens to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Congrats, Holly.
Way to go.
Congrats, Holly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I asked if it was you.
Is she on the list?
No.
But I figured would you ask. Admit?
Oh, yeah, I made a list.
Do you have the list in your phone?
Is there anybody named Holly?
No.
Damn. Holly Berry's out.
Shoot.
It's Hallie.
It's Hallie. If that happens.
Will you tell me if that happens?
Yeah, I'll tell the world. I'll tell the world.
You have to come back on the podcast if that happens.
Yeah, I'll tell everybody.
Carter?
You look like you're struggling over there.
No.
Roble's final question.
I don't like this because he got the last peanut butter whiskey shot.
And you're about to lose.
Wait, what's the score right
now? I'm up. I'm winning right now.
No, because I've got two right.
Roble got failure.
You got one right.
I probably should have been keeping track.
Roble got
failure. I got two right. He got one right.
And I got two right. No, I got the layup one too.
Yeah. You got Drake Morgan Wallen and the
I think I get a bonus point for getting both of the
if Carter get a bonus, but it's 2-2.
If Carter gets this last one correct,
I lose.
Roble takes a tequila shot.
But if he doesn't, he has to take two because he gets the question wrong and he lost.
No, we tied.
Yeah, but I got it for I was up.
I can
first.
Grab my vanilla whiskey, so it's a little.
He's got the crown. Yep.
How did Roble lose his virginity? Question courtesy of my lovely wife.
I think she just wanted to know. That's weird.
Like I have to tell you the story, or like I can I just tell you who it was with?
You can go into as much detail as you want.
This is interesting.
It was with,
I think Roble knows my story.
It was with his girlfriend from high school. I don't know if I should say names or like is
that bleepable.
We don't have to say names.
It is, okay. We know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yep. So girlfriend from high school. And
can you give me the location?
Location? Oh man.
It's very broad, but it's very specific at the same time.
I mean, it's a car, but I don't know where.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'll go with car.
That is incorrect. It was that girlfriend.
It was that girlfriend, but it was at her house then.
It was on the couch.
Yeah, okay.
Very. Nobody's first is on the couch, right?
Oh, looks like Carter's got a tequila shot for an incorrect answer, and Jack's got one for a tie.
No.
I can't believe I gave Carter a layup, and that's the reason why he tied me. Because I beat him fair and square.
We both agreed your answers are dumber.
I was also doing it while I was talking to the guy about the car.
You shouldn't have done that. Should have taken more time.
But also, I don't really know.
You could have got the Taco Bell answer.
Yeah, but I went.
In fact, I think you should have gotten the Taco Bell answer.
But I went the other way. I went like homemade.
You went homemade, but yeah.
He'd rather not homemade. You're stalling. Drink your tequila. We'll get to my game. Take the tequila. The next game. Okay, so my game is called Yes or No.
Okay, Alex.
So how do we answer the question?
Yes.
So Carter is a participant. We will always start with Carter. Fuck it. No, okay. We'll go back and forth. We'll sweep the table.
So we just answer yes or no?
It's yes or no.
Okay.
We ready for the game?
Yep.
Guys, yes or no? Carter?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh, damn. Did we win?
No.
Did I win?
We go across the table.
Oh, okay.
Jack's drunk. He had one
shot.
So,
yes or no, Carter? Carter, we're on a podcast. Like, I don't want to edit all of this.
I thought you were going to ask me something.
Yes or no? Question mark. Better?
Yes. No, you did not fucking explain that. Carter, I'm on your side.
I'm confused. Wait, what and am I saying yes or no to?
He did say yes.
He said yes. Okay, Jeffrey?
No.
Roble?
Yes.
The answer was yes.
I disagree.
This game sucks.
One point for each of them. Terrible. Also, if you can figure out... Oh, I should have said this. If you can figure out the rule, pull me aside and we'll talk about it.
Okay, imagine playing a game without knowing the rules.
Second question. Yes or no? Roble?
Why don't I go first this time? I thought I got to go first.
Because we'll start with you.
If we just say the same answer, neither of us can lose.
He hasn't...
Oh, we both lose.
Basically, if to win, pull me out. We'll talk about the rules.
So we have to the goal of the game is to figure out the
here,
rule.
All yes. To figure out to win, pull me out of the room.
Okay.
We'll talk about what the rule is. We'll
That's come good back podcasting.
In. The winner. Basically, we don't want to lose.
Well, yes.
Well, thank you. I've already taken enough shots. I'm beyond caring.
He's beyond losing.
Can we text it to you if we know what the rule is?
That's fine.
How do you know a rule when we're just saying yes or no?
Well, I said no.
You said no this
Rubble,
one.
You lost, so do you have to
Rubble
take a shot?
Starting.
You said no?
Yeah, you said I started.
No. I said I we'll get you next.
Say no.
Rubble, go first.
No.
Jeffrey.
No.
Carter.
No.
The answer was no.
We're good at
Wait.
This.
No, the answer was yes.
Let this record show.
The answer
this
was yes.
This game sucks.
The answer was yes. I'm sorry. Each of you got it wrong.
So is it 1-1-1?
No, 1-0-1.
Yeah. Jeffrey's got it wrong both times.
Hey, let's stick together.
Okay.
Yes or no?
Jeffrey? Carter?
No.
No.
The answer is yes.
That's fine.
Okay. So it's zeros. Well, okay. 1-0-1.
Okay. Yep.
No. Or yes. Carter?
No.
No.
Rubble?
No.
The answer is yes.
Okay. Wait. I might know the rule.
Text it to him.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Jeffrey, do you know the rule?
I don't know the rule.
Oh, okay. I was just curious if you were just playing along or, like, you're actually in on it.
I don't know what's going on.
I think Robo's full of shit and doesn't know anything.
If he doesn't get it right, he's still playing. Nothing against him.
Oh, we can just randomly guess? All right, I'm going to text you something.
Okay, Robo's wrong.
What the fuck? Was that a stupid guess?
The next question. Jeffrey, you're starting. Yes. No.
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 Rubble?
No.
Yes.
Yes as in we're correct or yes as in the answer was yes?
Yes, the correct answer was no.
Nice.
Okay. That was really confusing. Thank you. So it's 2-2-1.
None.
One. I got that one right.
He said no.
You just got that
You
one.
Said no?
I've said no said every no. single time.
Yes, the answer was no. Fuck. Okay, I screwed up. The answer was yes.
So it's 1-0.
I feel like Jeffrey's about to get it right now.
No, I'm
no?
not.
No? Okay. So it's 2. Wait, what'd you say that one?
No.
What was the answer?
We all said no for that one.
We all said no.
You all said no?
Yes.
Yeah, correct. We all said no.
Oh, then you're all wrong. It's still 1-0-1.
Oh, hold on. I think I get it. Let me text.
Carter's about to text
okay,
me.
Okay, if you text the same thing that I did.
I should be like making notes apparently because I can't
right,
keep
never
up.
Never mind. I'm not right. Never mind.
But you, all you're saying,
I know the rule.
Yeah, all you're saying is
I'm
yes
beginning
or no.
to doubt that you know the rule.
I know the rule.
I'm not sure he does. Yeah.
I know the rule.
He's got too many yeses
and
noes.
We outnumber
head.
Him. We outnumber him.
He's beat him up.
You know what? You know what? If the game fails and it's super wrong, I'll take a tequila shot.
I've done Deal. Enough shots. I mean, I'm feeling frisky.
You haven't had tequila yet.
If I keep it if I keep it going straight here, if I keep it going straight and somebody guesses the correct answer, I'm not taking that tequila shot. And we keep playing the game until we have a loser.
And Robo takes the tequila
shot. I don't think this game has an answer.
There is an answer.
It's yes or no.
I'm confused about this game.
We all agree? If I fuck up and nobody catches on because I personally am fucking up and I say, yes, I screwed up. I'm sorry, guys. I will take the tequila shot.
I wish there was another game.
But if somebody gets it correct... And then we keep playing until we have a loser, and I'm not taking a shot.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine, deal.
Okay.
I'll argue it later, but deal.
Jeffrey, we'll start with you.
Thank you.
Yes or no?
No.
Carter, we'll go with you. Sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
The answer was yes. 2-0-2.
Easy. Mm. This shit's easy.
Carter, did you text me? I don't...
No, I did not.
Okay.
I
no, but I his number 9 did text him, and the half is Snapchatting him.
Got it. Carter, you're going first.
I didn't put it in order.
Carter, you're going
first.
Go
ahead.
No.
Yes.
No.
The answer is no.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
It was yes, yes. Correct. The answer is yes. 1-0, 2. Rubble's winning. Jeffrey, we'll go over with you first again.
Wait, how is he winning if he hasn't guessed what the...
He has enough points. Rubble just texted me. He's wrong again.
But wait, somehow I'm leading.
Do we get to know what he guessed or...
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Ready?
Fine. Yeah.
Nope. Yep.
Do I go first?
No, Carter's going first. You started that last one.
No.
Pretty sure Carter started that last one.
He might have, but we're just going to let him go again.
No.
No.
Carter, you said?
No.
You said? Jeffrey?
We all said no.
I said no.
And Robbie said?
I said no.
The correct answer is yes.
Okay.
This game sucks.
The only person who has guessed so far is Robo, and I'm kind of disappointed by the other two.
I've got no idea.
I
mean,
no?
I've every idea I've had has been shattered the next time.
By the next
time.
One.
Yeah, the next one already happened, so.
So, Carter just went, you just recently did a first
up.
Answer. Robo's starting here. No? Yep.
Yes.
Jeffrey?
No.
No?
No.
Carter? The correct answer was yes.
I'm good at this game.
So Carter is 1, Jeffrey's nothing, Robo is 3.
Okay.
It looks like Robo's about to text me an answer, so we're going to pause. Jeffrey also has a guess.
I think I have a guess, but I don't want to...
Robo first in here, he says... Robo's incorrect again.
You're terrible at this game.
Yeah, but I'm winning.
Jeffrey has a thing locked in here. Jeffrey's correct.
Fuck yeah!
Jeffrey, don't say anything.
I won't say anything.
How the fuck does Jeffrey
Wait,
win? He has 0 points.
How can I do this? Then?
He has 0 points.
I'm going to... I can't change the rule.
You can't change the rule, but
I guess the game would be over then.
I think the game's over. But how? He can't win if I have the most points.
I already took it.
I had the most shot. Pull.
Okay, no, Jeffrey, you're going
to
continue answering.
I got this.
You're going
to
continue answering.
I have to answer last, though, right?
No.
No, you lead off.
We'll start off with you.
Okay.
These two have to figure out the answer. Jeffrey's correct. He does not have to take the shot, unfortunately. I fucking hate this.
Even though he has 0 points.
I thought to God I would get Jeffrey to lose a fucking game on this podcast. Can't do it.
I like games.
How does he have 0 points and got it right, and
because
I have 3?
Because he's the only person who guessed correctly.
Jack is so
bullshit.
Angry right now.
I am
this
fucking
so
furious.
So the points of yes or no mean nothing. It's just if
oh, they mean something.
They mean something.
So like if Carter and I tie, he loses because I'm in front of him?
The next question. Carter will start off here.
No, Jeffrey's.
No, Jeffrey starts off.
Because I just started.
Oh, so we're going like this? Okay.
Going in a circle? Yeah, that's normally.
Okay, that's fine.
Sense.
Jeffrey can start here. Jeffrey can start. That's fine. Yes.
Or no.
The answer is no.
Carter?
No.
Rubble?
Why was it so hard? He knows the rule. It's no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Oh, he fucked with us. It doesn't matter.
Well, so... 1-0, but Jeffrey won, so it doesn't matter. Robo has 3.
So what is the idea here? What are we trying to get to?
Don't take a shot. Guess the rule correctly.
Wait, I already did tequila, and nobody else has done tequila.
Yeah,
that
was
that's
not
Robo. Robo has answered.
Kind of bullshit.
Robo's wrong again.
Wow.
Robo has answered 5 times. He's been wrong every time.
There's no cap.
It looks like Carter's texting in an answer.
Are we trying to get somebody more points or what?
If you guys
the last the next person to answer correctly doesn't have to take the shot. The loser has to take the shot.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's tequila for Jeffrey was going to be a red blend because he's a fucking pussy. Carter, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Okay. I just wasn't sure because I just want to keep the podcast going. If you're not.
Yeah, because it's not a good podcast with you.
Whatever, you can continue. I'm just thinking out loud.
I want your answer in.
Honestly, he's just looking at his sex list again.
Why would you say that?
Number 12 was nice. Oh, wait.
I didn't order them. I just wrote names down.
What was your favorite?
I'm annoyed with you. I thought that this was going to be a winning thing for me.
I'm pleased.
Carter is in. Not, it's not right.
There's trouble right. in the Just Buds Bat Cave.
It's not right.
Carter is incorrect, yeah, so we continue playing.
I figured that.
Carter, what'd you guess?
Shut up.
No table talk.
We went this way, so Carter starts. Carter? Yes or no?
Yes.
Jeffrey?
The answer is no.
Rubble?
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. So it's 2-0, but Jeffrey won, so it doesn't fucking matter. 4. It looks like they both have answers. Who's going to text in first? Because that determines
the tequila shotter.
Carter came in first here. Carter is incorrect.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
In fact, they answered the same way.
Damn it!
They're both incorrect.
That's hilarious.
They're both incorrect.
How did I beat you then?
Because I spelled answer wrong. I had to delete and go back.
Why did you write answer? I just wrote what the answer was.
So are we going now? It's Jeffrey's turn?
I think we got to go to Robo.
Okay, Robo. Robo, you're starting this off. No. Oh, yeah.
So stupid.
I don't get this. I don't like this game.
I'm going to say, wait, you said no first? No. No.
No. Jeffrey?
Carter, do you trust me?
No.
Okay. The answer is no.
The answer is yes.
Yes is the correct answer. Carter, I don't remember how many points you have. Jeffrey, you won. You still have 0, though. And Roble has 4.
How did you win and don't Carter's have any two. Points?
Roble just...
I'm a thinker.
Roble texted in. Roble's still incorrect.
What's that, 8 in a row?
Wait, what?
Who's counting?
Could you repeat that? Never mind.
I can repeat it for you.
No.
Or yeah.
No, you did it the wrong way. You did it differently.
Okay.
I like being in the know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I get the answer first in this one?
Yeah.
The answer's no.
Okay. Can you continue?
We can also have a mercy rule where they just both take shots.
No, because I have way more points. The points
but
mean
you,
nothing.
But you guessed far more times.
And is that not indicative of him?
Wait,
not,
was my last guess right?
I'm engaged in the game. He's not.
It's still coming in. It says you're typing.
Oh.
Carter is submitting a question or an answer.
Someone else is here.
Here, just hand me your phone because it's still coming through.
Wait, I have another answer typed out, though.
Yeah, but I'm
okay,
not
well, I'll let
him,
you know
so,
if they're both.
Hey, if he wins, it doesn't count because he didn't text it.
Oh, so the one that you're typing
is
not the one you're asking. So I'm covering that one.
Okay, yeah.
The last thing you sent is incorrect.
Okay.
I didn't read that question or the one you're answering. So Roble just answered that one first, correct? Jeffrey, you're up.
What did you answer?
No, the yeah.
Oh, yeah, my turn.
So, Jeffrey, you're... Carter, that's wrong. Jeffrey, you're up again?
That's bullshit.
Yeah? No.
Yeah.
Yeah? Carter?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, so, Carter, you said yeah?
I said no.
I said
you
yeah.
said no.
I you said yes.
And you said...
No.
The correct answer was no. Yeah, you're... Yeah, so Jeffrey still has no points. Carter, I think, has 3 or 4. Roble has 4 or 5.
I'm beating Roble.
Carter, ooh.
You're not beating Roble.
Okay, I got to look at, oh, God. Timestamps win at 3:18 each. But I had Carter open already, so then his technically, I think, came in
so
first.
So we both got it right?
I don't know. I haven't read them yet.
I got it right.
No, that doesn't count. He had it open.
You haven't.
Carter still got it wrong. So let's see what.
Still a chance.
That's bullshit.
And Roble also got it wrong.
I think you should start reading all of their guesses.
That would be funny.
That would be really
Starting
funny.
Now, though, because I've said some stupid things. It doesn't count.
Do we want all of their answers?
I think we just
all
quit the game.
All of their answers from Roble thus far is, if you change your voice, it's a yes. That was incorrect.
They're
all incorrect. Yeah, okay.
They're all incorrect.
Next was, if it's normal voice, it's no.
Which, now that you said it out loud, it's the same thing.
Which also is wrong.
The deeper voice is yes.
Nope, that's I thought that too. That was ruled out pretty quickly.
Whichever answer is the shorter one, the answer is higher pitch, which I'm pretty sure you've already guessed.
Which is I've the done a opposite couple of shots. Of the other
Give
one.
Me some slack.
You point up for the answer for the listeners. I pointed up and down. That was the one they both guessed at the exact same time. You look away for the correct answer, and it's every other. Do we want to go through Carter's? Because Carter's are pretty damn close to the same.
Yes, we didn't hear Carter's because the people think I'm really stupid.
I covered basically the same stuff you did. Like
Carter guessed the same things.
Read them.
Okay.
Thank you.
The number of letters in the word yes, 3, no, 2, nope, 4, most letters is the answer. That was incorrect.
That confuses me.
Yeah. It's where you point. Higher pitch is right. It alternates between yes and no. The shorter answer or the shorter length of speech is right.
Okay, now read Jeffries.
I will only read Jeffries if you both agree to take a tequila shot.
I already took a tequila shot. Can I take a vanilla whiskey?
Okay, but Thomas, Robles still has to take a tequila.
No, of course. Not
There's
fair.
One poured already. There's only one poured.
There's nothing poured, Carter. What are you fucking talking
what are you
about,
looking
turkey?
At?
You fucking turkey.
Oh, I thought that was poured. I thought you poured two shots.
We'll do it two more times. If you guys don't get it, we're doing tequila shots for both of you. No question asked.
All right, fine.
Because by this point, I feel like it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Okay. So we're starting at Roble or Carter?
I think it's Carter.
Carter? Carter? The
yes.
Question is yes or no?
Yes.
Jeffrey?
Yes.
Oh, well, I got it wrong.
No.
And it was Roble, no. Jeffrey, yes. Carter,
yes.
The correct answer was no.
So I'm about to have like twice the points that Carter has, and we're both going to lose?
Yep.
Jeffrey, you're up next.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, Carter's submitting. Roble actually said, and he's incorrect.
What was the answer?
Wait, hold on.
What was Roble then says, fuck you. And he's still incorrect. Carter. Carter's correct.
Let's go.
You suck. Roble has to take Carter. A tequila shot.
Yeah, take that tequila.
The rule for the listeners at home and for our big old loser here, Roble, the rule was whatever Jeffrey guesses is the opposite. So Jeffrey was supposed to lose this straight up. There was no way he was able to win this point-wise. Points don't matter. It's guessing the rules. Fucking Jeffrey, of course, had to figure out the goddamn rule.
Tequila.
Tequila. It's delicious. Not.
Roble.
Oh, don't you just dump it all over yourself.
Hey, guys. Thank you for opening up season 5 for us. Thanks for making this a fun one, Jeffrey. Thank you for 5 years with podcasting with me. And I don't have anything to add unless we want to plug social medias, which I figure we do.
That's fine. You can follow us on Facebook. It's at Just Buds Official. We're on Twitter at Jack_N_Jeff.
Yep.
We are on Instagram, but we don't post there, so you don't need to follow us.
Yeah.
Homepage, anchor.fm/just-buds-podcast, or just click that little button at the bottom of the Spotify logo. We are on just about every station. If you find us on a station that we're not on, or if you don't find us on a station and we're not there, tell us. We'll get there. I'll get us there.
Thanks again. If you have any business inquiries, you can contact us at just4buds@gmail.com.
That's the number 4.
Rate
us on iTunes, 5 stars only.
iTunes, it's a big thing this holiday season. It's the only thing we ask of you. If you're listening, if you like, rate us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think
and
about
you
it.
You can even say mean things about us in the comments. Just give us 5 stars.
Absolutely. That's all I got.
Thank you to Elmar's Pizza for supporting us. We're going to get back on that wagon and finish up the menu.
I was actually wrong. I got more. Thank you, Carter, for joining us. Roble, thanks for being here. And for Jeff Knightley, this is Jack Daly.
And for Jack Daly, this is Jeff Knightley.
And I'm Jeff.
And I'm Jack.
Signing off. Hey, suits, fuck off.